have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams, too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tiffany.
Yes.
We're back.
We are back.
Part 5.
It is always a pleasure. You are my favorite person to talk to.
Well, thank you for inviting me. You brought me to another, paradise house.
From one mansion to another.
Yeah.
All over LA.
This is just how you roll?
It is the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
With class, mm-hmm. Red carpet, first class, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been, I guess, almost a year. Maybe 9-10 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since the end of Big Brother 23.
I was living in the house around this time.
Yeah.
Hoping that I would make it until my birthday.
And you did.
I did.
Yeah.
That was my dream. I was like, I have to have my birthday in the Big Brother house.
Well, you've had a busy year.
I did.
How has it been?
Wow. It has been nonstop. So many things have changed from what my life was like before Big Brother. Just the connections, introductions, opportunities, the doors opening, the path I want to take and how I want to live my life. It's allowed me a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a new season.
Yes.
New people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel?
You know, it was really weird. I didn't expect to have any kind of feeling at all. Just maybe like, oh, I used to live there. But as I've been watching, them live in the house, I do have some nostalgia. Like, oh, my God, that's my bed. That's my room. I was in that bathroom. I was in that house. And also, there's a difference in the relationships I see being built compared to my experience with relationships I had in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a totally different dynamic. It's, I think I always thought once I lived in the house that this is the way the environment just generally is.
Mm-hmm.
You get together, you all meet, you love each other, you have fun, it becomes family. But I'm seeing that is not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Taylor in the house has referenced you, a big fan. One of the reasons why she got into the show was watching The Cookout. But she's definitely been ill-treated, I think we can say.
Yeah.
How has your reaction to that been?
it was emotional for me, and that I was not expecting. I had been I've been keeping up with the live feeds so much. I remember I was in Dayton, and I was watching her kind of realize that she was being left out. She was being isolated. And I remember my first week in the house, there were 15 other people, and it was such the busiest, loudest, most chaotic thing where I could never get a minute to myself. And not that I was really even trying, but there was always someone to talk to, always something to do. I used to say it takes 20 minutes to get anywhere in the Big Brother house. So when I was watching her realize that she was alone and feeling alone, it really broke my heart. I realized that she was crying on the live feed before I even knew she was crying. I started tearing up and crying because I don't know what it's like to feel that alone in there. And I can't even imagine what it feels like. It's a totally different environment to be in and to be alone with no family, no friend, no escape, no phone, no book, no nothing to take your mind off of it, but to actually just accept this is where I am. This is the reality of how things are with me being here. And I have to struggle through this by myself. My heart broke for her because I always had at least one person that I could go to, whether it was Claire, Derek X, Hannah, Kylan. I had someone in the house, Azza. We just never felt that we did not have anybody. So that has to be a very uncomfortable feeling. Because you don't even know anyone, and how can you make somebody be a person for you just of support? Mm-hmm. So I was, that affected me emotionally. I cried very hard. And I also realized when I was emotional, I could not process why I was so emotional. I was crying, and a friend was with me, and I felt very uncomfortable being so vulnerable in front of someone who had never seen me cry. And I said, I really can't tell you why I'm crying like this. I am watching her and my heart hurts for her. But I also realize that the way that people are kind of treating her, I did experience later on in the house where people were talking behind my back and I'm thinking that these people are my friend and they're not. And then I ended up realizing that I never processed the hurt that I experienced in the house, because when I came out, I was on such a high from not just winning America's Favorite Player, but just from what we did and the bonds that I made. And I wanted everyone to just be able to come out and enjoy the experience that we had. So I never got out, hey, I'm really hurt. Because I never even acknowledged that, hey, I was really hurt. I was like, yeah, it's fine. I'm good. And you're doing so many things that you don't have time to look back at 3 days ago. Then you look back and there's a month has passed. But I've been going this way the whole entire time. And I never thought to go back and say, did you process that feeling that you had about this? And I didn't realize that until I was crying. And then I'm crying about Taylor, but I was also crying about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like there's been such a gender divide in the house as well. And from my perspective, at least, we're hearing a lot of players, a lot of women in the house talk about what happened to you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that has been kind of a driving force for some of the women to really buckle down this season and be like, we really need a woman to succeed. Now, I don't know that they're like doing super well at that job, but it does seem like there's been more of a push, and there has been this notion of like, hey, you know, we don't want what happened to Tiffany to happen to us. Mm-hmm. Essentially, like if there were more women around for Tiffany to work with in the end, then that season probably would have ended differently. Yeah. And so people are really thinking about that. Is it weird to have that kind of an impact on like this season right now?
Definitely. It is. I am still processing how it feels when people recognize me. So when I am watching this back, And we've said that before, even in the house, we're like, oh my God, next seasons, future seasons, people are going to be talking about us. But it doesn't affect you surreally until someone actually says your name. And to hear the positivity around my name, me making an impact, someone playing the game in their own way based on them watching me, even with the errors or mistakes that I've made, if I'm able to help you advance your game, if you've learned something from me, I'm happy about that as well. It is nuts. I am a mom. I have been a teacher. I am a lover. I just love people. I am a giver. I'm very generous, not with things, but just with experience and wisdom in life, the things that actually matter in life, like encouragement and support. And so when I hear them speak about me, I'm glad that I was able to give them something. It's crazy when I read that Taylor said, oh my God, I'm sleeping in Tiff's bed. Yeah. She said, hey girl, send me some of that juju. But in the beginning juju, not towards the end. I said, you 100% right. I will only send you all the good stuff because something was going on in the end. But that is so dope because I am a fan of hers. Like, I'm cheering for her. I'm like, you know, I had no idea she knew who I was, that she even had thought anything about me. And to hear her speak about me, it warms my heart. It makes me feel good. Like, those are the things that give me fulfillment, you know, that I'm able to help somebody and someone actually sees me in a positive light. Some people are just looking to find some fault in you or to look for something wrong or to always think the worst about you. That's their first instinct is, well, it's a negative you must have. And so when someone actually can look at me and give me the benefit of the doubt or allow me a little bit of grace that you don't have to see that, you don't have to look at me in a negative light first, I really respect that. It made me feel appreciative of my experience that someone else can learn from it.
Yeah. I mean, so you've obviously been keeping up with the feeds and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There has been a lot of talk about the cookout and what the cookout did.
Yeah.
You know, specifically with a lot of the Black players, mostly talking about like that we love what they did.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it this time. Some of it's like, we couldn't do it this time, but others like, we're not going to do it this time. What have you seen in terms of like what kind of, because it was talked about all season during your season, there was this discussion about like, what kind of impact is the cookout going to have moving forward? Will it make it more difficult for Black players to work together? Will it make it better? Like, what kind of like impact will it have? What have you seen in terms of this season so far with that impact?
We knew, and I'll just speak for myself, I figured that it would be challenging for what we did to be done again. I could not even imagine six other people having the desire to go and do that.
Yeah.
And they don't have to. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we kick this door down. The door is down. You don't have to come in, kick it down again. But I also hoped that we would have made a lasting impact to show it's okay to work together and you don't have to. There are many multitudes of how you can work together. You don't have to do essentially what we did. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, but just showing a little respect for the culture and the people that are look just like you, who have not had a chance before. We know how hard it's been for Black people to get further in this game. So you don't actually have to actively target, but you also don't have to have like a final six or a final five like we did. But you can at least have a little respect for the people that you're playing with. I understand that they didn't want to necessarily team up the way we did because that paints a big target. And even if you are actively not playing your game that way, because we did, I can see other people wondering if other groups are going to come in and play the same game.
So apart from Taylor, has anybody stood out to you in terms of like their gameplay, their personality?
You know, Michael is playing a good game. I had my picks before when the cast was first revealed, and I knew nothing really except like their little bios. I was definitely like, I was feeling Nicole. She kind of gives me a combination of like myself and Casey a little bit, more Casey, but just looking at her, it's going, okay, she's 41. She's got the shave cut with the long hair on top. She seems to be able to draw people in. I'm like, okay. But then she also seemed low-key, a badass. I was like, she's giving me Casey vibes. But as I'm watching them all play the game, everyone just fell into this Taylor pot of stew. And I was expecting someone of maybe a little older, a little more experienced to say, I'm not falling into that. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you have to stand and defend her or become her ally, but adding more layers onto it, I didn't find that helpful. So at that point, I'm like, well, who is here to play the game and not to play high school popularity, homecoming? I just couldn't figure this. I'm like, where are we? Are we in 11th grade? But Michael is really playing the game. I like that. I see him just actively being a statue in the room while conversations are going on around him. Me going to myself, damn, why didn't I play that game? Like, I wanted to be the one that just sits, listens, gets all the information, goes back to my bed, replay it, and find out how I can use it to my advantage.
Could you imagine Michael running around? All right, so I've got the new master plan.
Michael, it would not surprise me at all if Michael comes up with a master plan.
True.
He is in all of the conversations. People are just freely speaking around him as if he is not a threat. I don't know how they don't see him as a super fan, or they're just okay with him being a super fan, or he's just making people feel comfortable with him being there and not finding him a threat. But he won two competitions, two veto comps back to back. We have to be careful of veto kings, okay? because I can put you on the block and you can still come down. So I'm worried about him painting that target on his back. But I like that he's playing the game, and I think he is a thinker, and I have a lot of respect for thinkers.
Yeah. What did you think about the backstage twist, how it was supposed to play out, which I think is a lot more akin to the other show that you've done recently?
Yes. The Challenge.
Yes.
That backstage twist was overly confusing, and I think that they're just trying to twist things up so that no one feels comfortable. I did have an idea that they were probably going to make them compete for that elimination. It saved Taylor.
Well, because they might not have canceled the eviction.
No, I don't think they would have canceled.
If Paloma wasn't theoretically in danger, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I think Taylor was going home at that point. I'm glad that I'm not in there with that backstage, because it's kind of like being in purgatory. Mm-hmm. You don't have a vote. But also you can't get nominated, but you also can still go home. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't like it, but it's production playing a game with the house guests.
Well, they're also now about to be paired up in
like
duos, BB besties, which is also like, it's like, okay, guys, we get it. Like, the challenge started. You don't have to try to be the challenge at every given opportunity.
It is a random algorithm. For them. I feel bad for anyone who says this is a random algorithm, because it is not random.
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't know, you are always playing a game against production as well. Mm-hmm. So when you say, I don't like this person, but I love this person, when that random algorithm rolls around, chances are you will be with your best enemy.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to pick yet. I think it should be random.
It's the randomizer.
But if they let them pick each other,
to
like
who? Random according to production, or random according to some mechanical device that actually really randomly selects people.
I mean, look, I don't think they should even hide it. Like, just if they want to make picks, just be like, yeah, we've chosen.
Yeah.
These are the pairs.
This is true.
Have fun.
Now, when we actually do have to do things, like when, I know people say, oh, what do they mean they chose a random order? Is that true? Mm-hmm. When we do things by random draw, it is really random.
Yeah.
We pull numbers from
the
a bag.
Draw, and yeah.
Yeah. If it's going to be like that, where there's numbers or they pull each other's names, that would be quite interesting to see who gets paired up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it should be genuinely random. I think that there are enough weird pairings in the house. Although, I think it's a real missed opportunity if they don't pair Kyle up with Taylor. Or really, most people up with Taylor, but specifically with all of the stuff happening with Alyssa.
If Kyle and Taylor are paired together, the live feeds are going to go nuts. And so will Alyssa. Alyssa is ready to risk it all for Kyle. She said, I will tell you all of my secrets. And he said, I will give you one.
She literally had just talked to Amira the day before when Amira is telling her about like liking how Kyle liked her. She's like, well, don't worry. You're still my final two. Mm-hmm. I will evict him. And then the next day, she was like, you talked to Taylor? Okay, never mind. Screw everything.
Yeah, she's got a thing for Kyle. And he knows it. And he is using it to his advantage. And you have to keep your head focused on the game. Mm-hmm. The minute you start thinking about anything else, you almost have lost. I am speaking from experience, because one of my biggest downfalls was when I started escaping from the Big Brother house and reading.
Yeah.
And the only thing we could read was the Bible. Now, it's a great book. It's got wonderful stories, but it was my escape from the game. While I'm escaping from the game, everyone else is thinking. Everyone else is actively playing. I'm 3 hours in. I'm still reading. Like, I love it here in this place. You cannot have an escape. You actively need to be focusing on your next move. So if she's actively thinking about Kyle and who he's talking to and what he's doing, and does he like her, and how does she look today, and is she impressing him, and that's not game, girl. That's you getting ganged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We see it a lot too. It's like, because a lot of people feel like they go into the house, and I think even Kyle thinks this way to some degree. They think, okay, a showmance is bad because it puts a target on your back. Mm-hmm. People are going to target you because you're in a showmance. I think historically that's not super true.
No.
Being in a showmance kind of gives you more power, because there's now a guaranteed person in the house that will have your back and will come after the person that comes after you. It's not always going to be that way. Like, if it's just the two of you against the entire house, then yeah, you're screwed. But if you're already in a majority alliance and now you additionally have another person that's backing you up, it tends to help you out. The way that I feel like showmances tend to wreck people's games are what you're talking about, where it distracts them and they're too focused on the relationship, on like what they're doing with it. And it just it doesn't end up working properly. And I think we kind of saw that with we've seen that with many, I think, players in the past. But yeah, we'll see how Kyle handles it, because he does, I think, like Alyssa. A little bit scared of her now. But
I just don't think guys like when women like them too much too soon.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I mean
anybody kind of, but guys, yeah. Really, guys, to me, my opinion is guys like a chase. And that's why they work hard for their money. That, you know, men like a chase. So the men, it's like, as long as you're running, as long as you're walking in this direction and he is still chasing you, you're good. The minute you turn around and say, oh, here I am, he's like, all right, cool. Now let me go find something else to do.
So what does it mean when they're carrying you? Is that...
When they're carrying you, it could mean, A, you sprained your ankle.
Yes.
Or B, he's a total gentleman.
There you go.
I mean, I don't know. It can offend or hurt some people, but I, for one, don't mind being carried. Mm-hmm. And if you want to carry me, carry me.
Well, obviously, if you're a Big Brother watcher, you might not know what we're talking about. Tiffany was on the challenge. And spoilers for the challenge up to episode 2.
Yeah,
right?
Very shortly.
Tiffany, unfortunately, was out early here. Would you say primarily due to the ankle injury?
No, I think it was a lot of factors.
Yeah.
From almost day one, it was obvious that the Love Island girls felt I had a relationship, mm-hmm, and with Cinco that was going to affect how their game was played with their friends. Mm-hmm. And it was very uncomfortable for me because I'm like, hey, this is just my friend. We have never messed around. We don't date. We have met. We're friends. And I'm sorry that bothers people. Mm-hmm. And so it was that, first of all. I was not one of the strongest women in the house. And with the men being paired with the women, a downfall to your game could be being paired with a weaker player.
Yeah.
When you talk about 16 other women, I was one of the oldest. I was not the oldest, but I was one of the oldest. I was not one of the strongest. And then I did hurt my ankle. So there were so many factors that went into who's more likely to go home if they're thrown in. And it was really between myself and Alyssa, with her being paired with Enzo and me being paired with Cashel. And just so happened, me and Cashel probably were the perfect recipe because he was hungover. He also didn't have a close relationship with Love Island. And he was a wild card probably to other people in the house because he kind of seemed like he was on his own island. This whole thing about me being the glue that holds Big Brother together, I can't tell. According to Tyson, everyone from Big Brother was okay with me going in. So only way we know if I'm the glue is if they come trickling out after me, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/SBO. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You did say that you respected Tyson, mm-hmm, on the way out. Is that still true?
So, to answer your question, yes. When I met him, I meet people as a person. Mm-hmm. I wish I had the mindset to like just assess them as players, so I could actually be like, oh, this is why they're a threat to me. Mm-hmm. But in order for me to even do this, like have a face-to-face or a personal relationship, I actually need to genuinely like you.
Yeah.
I met Tyson and liked him as a person. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he's just Tyson gives BDE all day long, okay? And that is not like, oh, I'm attracted to him. Mm-hmm. He's just got a swag about himself. Yeah. He's cool. He's laid back. He's tall. He's lean. He's nice looking. He's agile. He's athletic. He's non-problematic. I was like, hey, do you have a brother? Tyson is just cool. So as a person, I liked him. Mm-hmm. When I saw him compete, he's not braggadocious. He's not arrogant about it. And I love that he is unapologetically him. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, yeah, all these people got to go home. I have no problem with you, but if you got to go, you got to go. Mm-hmm. I love that. I saw him compete. He's a heck of a competitor. I have respect for that. I like strong competitors too. And I like when I see someone who's good at what they do. Mm-hmm. So I respected him on that level. And when he said to me, like, Tiff, you're safe, you're good with me, really believed him. Mm-hmm. And although he threw me in, I still felt that it was less of him,
yeah,
and more of going with what the majority.
Yeah.
And that's still a game move. Mm-hmm. So I was like, cool. Do I still respect him? Absolutely. I talked to Tyson. I'll DM him. He's a cool guy.
I love Tyson. He's, I think what you were saying about him, like, he just doesn't care how other people, like, perceive him.
Yeah, like, but he's also not trying to make you perceive him a certain way.
Exactly.
He's not the bad guy. He's not in your face saying, hey, I don't care if you don't like me.
Yeah,
you know, he's just like, wow, that's how you feel.
He's just like, this is me.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Take it or leave it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. I'm not here to impress you. I'm not here to turn you against me. I'm not here to turn you off. I'm here to win this money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you feel about the whole challenge experience? Like, do you regret doing it? Like, do you want to go back?
I've been thinking about this, right? I am so glad that I did it. Mm-hmm. I did things I would never do. My bravery was tested beyond anything of my wildest dreams. And to be able to say that I did these things is an accomplishment to myself and something I can be proud of. When I'm older, I can look back, hopefully,
like,
and remember.
24 or something.
Yeah, I'm having my dirty 30 this year. I'm turning 30. You know, when I look back, I can say, these are the things that I was able to do in my life. So I'm thankful for the experience, for sure. I explain, the way I describe doing something like the challenge or even Big Brother, it's like me calling you saying, Taryn, get dressed. We're about to go hang out. We're going to get torn up. I got bottles. I got everything. I got bottles. I got people. Mm-hmm. We got guys. We got girls. We got cars. We got money. We got drinks. We got everything we need. We about to get it in tonight. Bring anybody you want, right? Mm-hmm. We go out. We have a fabulous time. It's the night to remember. But then you wake up tomorrow and there is the hangover. Your stomach hurts. You vomiting. You got to get up in the morning. You feel sick. You got this nasty taste. You got a headache. It's like, oh my God, last night was so fun, but I have the worst hangover. Mm-hmm. Because you are going to get a hangover. Mm-hmm. There is no party like that without the hangover. In this world, mm-hmm. There are some people in the real world that can stomach that, and they'll be like, yeah, I wouldn't have a hangover. Maybe they're made for these things. So for me, it's like, I had a great time, but it is mind screw after mind screw. I was 6 months out of the Big Brother house. I'm still not back mentally where I was.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what that means. I just know that I think differently.
Yeah.
And I, like, sometimes I'll find myself not even being able to fully focus on the conversation that I'm having.
Yeah.
Because my brain feels a little cloudy or a little somewhere else. And I didn't have that.
Yeah.
Before. But I have it now. And so then you go into another situation where you are steadily looking over your back, wondering who's coming after you, having to think for other people, assessing so many situations, not trusting, wondering if you actually are moving in the right direction for your own game. When I came out of the challenge, I was the most reclusive I've ever been in my life. I didn't talk to anybody. It was like 2 weeks. And when I mean anybody, my cousin was calling me and my family was just like, we understand you need your space. I'm like, hey, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm totally fine. I'm not, you don't have to worry about me, but I need a minute just to myself. I don't want to answer any questions. I don't want to talk about it. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And then you've got people who actually play a personal game. I can take the player out of the game. Mm-hmm. I can separate the player from the game. But I also am older than some people too. And so my experience in life is just a little different with how I look at things. And I don't like to play a personal game. Because in today's society, I can't be the old me and say the things I want to say to people about how I really feel, or I will be canceled completely. Mm-hmm. So I have to have a little class and a little respect and a little dignity and a little maturity, and I have to take the higher road. And I am afraid for the day that I am not able to do that because someone has pushed me mm-hmm. that far. But to keep my sanity, when you ask me, do I want to do it again? Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Because there are some people I won't allow in my presence. And then you're like, oh, well, I want you to go live with them. Live? Right. You don't deserve to see me, to hear me, to know what I'm thinking, what I'm doing. You definitely don't deserve to see me eat, drink, sleep, wake up. You don't deserve to be around me. So you want to tell me you want me to go live with these people? And it's like, oh, I'll pay you money. I got money. Mm-hmm. But even if I didn't, everything is not worth money.
Right.
My peace of mind cannot be sold. My name and my reputation cannot be sold. So I'm not willing to just do everything for money. I'm not willing to do anything just to be on TV. There is a line for me. Mm-hmm. And going on the challenge, coming off of it, and suffering from a hangover every single day, I'm like, yeah, CBS, you could find me something else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got these, there's this, what was it, Traitors, the show that they filmed in a castle?
I don't know. See, I never turn my TV on. I'm that type of person.
I think Cody was going to be on it. Maybe you can ask him about it.
Wait, they live in a castle?
I think it was filmed like in a castle somewhere, and it's like some people are secretly traitors, and you got to like figure out who. Mm. And then there's this other one that like Yul from Survivor is going to be on it, and like Rachel Riley and Janelle.
Oh, that's on NBC.
Okay. Well, yeah. Not CBS, but
it's okay. They didn't buy me. They don't own me.
Yeah,
the little temporary thing we got going on. You better hold. I told you, you better hold on to me while you can. You better make the best out of it.
But yeah, I feel like I feel like there are shows that are probably a bit lighter on the mental health toll.
And it was very physical too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure
it's very physical. And I'm being realistic when I'm like, hey, how long can I continue to do this? Mm-hmm. How long do I want to do this? We saw James fall off the ladder and hurt his back. And I was like, I don't know that I want to be injured out here trying to prove to these people that I'm willing to go out here and give it my all. Mm-hmm. I don't like being hurt. It's not my thing. I don't want to be in the position where I can be injured. I don't know that I care that much to perform at that type of level. Now, you put me in a situation where you're like, we want you to think as hard as you can. I'm good there. Let's go. We can massage this brain. Let's play with it. But me and this body, I gotta have this brain and this body for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But if my body doesn't recover as quickly as it used to, so I'm not an athlete like that. I really don't know. Plus, fuck those people. Sorry.
Well, tell me more about like the brain fog and like just the experience of, because I think we kind of talked about this, you know, when you just got out.
Okay.
That like, you know, it's pretty wild, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's a whirlwind. You're out of the house. You know, when do you sort of like come back to reality? And I think to some degree, it sounds like you never really fully came back to where you were before. And so, like, how does it just like, is there an adaptation? Does it feel like you've been able to settle into a new life, or does it still kind of just feel like you're on a bullet train and I don't know where you land?
It's a bullet train, but that's all my doing, mm-hmm. though. I could have easily come out of the house and gone right back to whatever I was doing before, which essentially was running my business. My son is always a part of my life, so I don't feel like I need to acknowledge, like, being a mom. I'm a mom, so I don't feel like I have to say that. Mm-hmm. But I do think that entertainment is something that I've always had an interest in. I came out of the house and was like, hey, let's see what other opportunities lie for me. I immediately got the call to be on The Challenge, so that it wasn't a month that I got out of the house that I kind of knew I was going to do something else. But I come out, and then there is a high that goes with it, and there's so much going on. I was a fan, so of course I wanted to meet people. We have a group that was together that we're bonded with from the house, you know, and you want to nurture those relationships, and it's almost like detachment issues when you're not together.
Yeah.
So trying to fulfill that void of I miss my friends who I was just in this incubator with, and, you know, what are we doing? When am I seeing you guys again? But then on a business level, I did come back to running my business, and that also keeps me mentally active, mentally stimulated, having something to do, putting out fires, hiring people, working through the onboarding process. I think even before I went into the house, my life was like very busy, and now it's just even more busy. I wouldn't say if I could come out and do it again, I would do it differently, but I do understand the taking more time to yourself. I think the cloudiness comes from always having something to do,
mm-hmm.
and also not having time to like look back at yesterday. I don't have time to go back and say, you know, yesterday somebody said something to me and that bothered me. How do I feel about that? I am like, I'm sitting here with you today.
Yeah.
And then when you leave, then I'm going to go and do this with my family. And then I've got to get ready for this tomorrow. And so those things just end up sitting.
Yep.
And then I think that they add to the cloudiness.
Definitely.
I always say, like, I feel like my brain is like a ball of yarn that I just need to like straighten out.
Mm-hmm.
I think meditation would help with that.
Yeah.
And I'm a very peaceful person. Like, I'm not chaotic and all over the place. I just do have so many things that I'm responsible for and doing, and not really taking the time to go back and filter out all of the things that I may need to have taken care of just for TIFF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like, you know, I sort of go through phases like that, just like when a season is on and I'm like deep in it, mm-hmm. and like every day, there's just like no time to pause or stop or reflect. And then luckily for me, you know, I have, you know, the off season, mm-hmm. and it sometimes takes me like a week or two, mm-hmm. or even more, like, and I'm not on the show, but I'm just like covering it daily, right? To just like detox from it. And like decompress and then like get my head in a completely different space and start to like be more of like myself that is not constantly covering a show or whatever.
Yes.
Right. And it is. Yeah, it's definitely tricky. So I can only imagine, like,
if you don't ever set it down.
Yeah. Like it's just if it's constant. And I think that when I started podcasting too, I think it was a little more like that. Like my head was more in this world, and when I wasn't podcasting about the show, I was like, whoa, where did the attention go?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And you know, luckily I've been doing it for a long time now, and I'm much more used to just like, okay, there, you know, the attention comes and goes. I need to focus on sort of like my core, being and all of that. But it's definitely tricky. And, it's, I think, even harder when it is sort of like you're physically also all over the place and moving around and traveling and interacting with different people. And it can be hard to, I think, to stop because like you don't want to turn down this opportunity. You don't want to not meet this person. You don't want to not
do this
thing.
You never know where it's going to lead.
Yeah.
And I am not the traditional person in the sense of anything really. I don't really even want the monotony of, I get up every day at this time, and this is what I do until this time, and then I have this many hours to do this. I love my freedom.
Yeah.
If I had a choice between all the money in the world and all the freedom in the world, give me all the freedom in the world. Because with all the freedom in the world, I can get money.
Yeah.
But you can give me all the money in the world, and that does not mean that I have freedom.
Definitely.
I like my free time. I like to be able to do what I want to do. And so I still don't have like a consistent schedule, but that was me even before Big Brother.
Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur. I own my own business. I hire people so I could be free. Not to do what? I don't know. But at least I can do whatever it is. I'm like, I want to go and do this. But I do understand routine. And I am probably all over the place. I think I go to bed at 3 a.m., maybe 4.
If there's anything you should be probably try to be consistent with, it's probably sleep.
That's
probably the one thing.
Let me tell you, sleeping and eating are the things that I am the least consistent with.
Yeah.
I'm not a live to eat type person. I barely like food.
Yep.
I eat to stay alive.
Well, when you're on the move a lot, it's like, it's an inconvenience.
It is. Like, you know, you don't have a chicken sandwich bar that I can just
exactly,
eat.
Yeah.
Hey, I take one of them chicken sandwich bars, a burger bar, and
you qualify the food by how long it takes to eat and how convenient is it.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, even just like when, even just when I'm at home and I'm covering the feeds and like I'm just really busy, I'm just like, I want to make a whole meal. All right.
And I think for me, it is the, I just am a perfectionist. And not that things have to be perfect, that just for me, I have to know that I'm doing the best that I can, the best that I have to give. And so, when I'm trying to create new projects, then it's like, okay, I want this to be right, and I need to gather this information. Me trying to make sure that I'm doing things the correct way to get me to where I'm trying to go, which that's another thing I'm trying to figure out is, girl, where are you going?
I was going to ask you that. Where, like, what is the, like, if you could, because right now it's, like, there's not enough sort of space to reflect and sort of like, you know, be you, right? Mm-hmm. But you're still enjoying life. You're still doing these great things. Like, what for you would be the ideal situation? Like, what's the goal, the like long term? Like, okay, this is what my life would look like if it was really like what I wanted it to be.
That's a very good question, Taryn. I would love this. I think that everyone has something inside of them that makes them great, that serves a purpose for them being here. And I'm not like a singer or dancer, like with this obvious talent, right? But I have realized that I've got a dynamic personality that some people just do enjoy. I would love to find out what I am actually supposed to do with that. I realize that I have great connections and relationships with people. I love kids. I've kind of like adopted all of the reality community. Like, these are my babies, you know, just to love on them and to allow them someone that they can genuinely have a relationship with. I'm not looking to get anything from anybody. Like, what you gonna do, put me back on TV again? You know. But I do want to continue to do something with entertainment. What? I don't know. I don't think I can read a script and become who they want me to be, mm-hmm. but I can be me. If you want me to be me, I can be the best me. You know, if you want to hire me to be me, we're good here. But I do like conversation. I do like bouncing ideas off people. I like solving problems. I am still trying to figure that out. But if I could just get paid for being me for the rest of my life and live comfortably and be financially free, then that is where I definitely want to be.
It's the dream.
It is.
I was wondering, you were talking about like being there for other house guests and stuff. If Taylor were to be evicted soon, or maybe at the end of the season, like comes out, sees all the stuff that was happening, like what do you say to her? Like what would you give to her for like advice or just like whatever?
I've thought about that. It is an experience like no other, but there are a few of us who experienced her situation, her environment that she lives in. And I would always want her to know, first of all, you're from Michigan like me. You got somebody that's close by. If you ever need a chat, a hug, someone to talk to, someone to introduce you to somebody, whatever that is. But you can't take that situation so seriously. It is an experience. She did go through something. I hope she's not traumatized. I hope she gets to see all the love that she was receiving, how people have been so receptive to her and empathetic about her situation. But whatever it is, Taylor, first of all, is so, I can just see so much talent all around her. She can come out of this house and go wherever she wants, and she should. Don't hold back. Go out there and become whoever it is you want to be. That's the wonderful thing about being a human being. Like, an ant can't be like, yeah, I don't want to be an ant anymore. I want to be this. No, humans can say, you know what? I want to be a doctor right now and go and be a doctor. Doesn't mean you're going to be a great doctor, but you can do that. I want to be a singer. Doesn't mean you're going to be a great singer, but you can do that. We have the freedom of choice to move freely, to become and do whatever we aspire to do. No one said it's going to be easy. No one said that you're going to be successful at it, but you can do that. And if she wants to come out and be a reporter, she can come out and do whatever she wants. I would advise her to just keep the circle of people around you who genuinely support you. Mm-hmm. I went through an experience when I came out of family, friends, people who supported me saying, hey, these people didn't like you. They don't like you. You should not talk to them. You shouldn't be their friends. Mm. I was like, hey, I get that. But I lived with them. I understand how you feel. We've worked all of that out. And continue to move accordingly with my friendships the way I wanted to. I don't regret that at all. I do, though, understand how people feel now watching, now that I'm watching Taylor go through the shaming, the talking behind her back, just totally dragging her. I'm like, don't come out and be any of their friends.
Yeah. You get it now.
I totally get it. But I could so understand if she looks at me and says, I actually think that these are good people. Mm-hmm. I respect them. We've worked it out. I want to be their friends. I don't have anything to say about that. I'm not going to be their friend. I am not going to change my mind.
Oh, man. You don't also have a crush on Daniel? I thought everyone had a crush on Daniel.
If Taylor got a crush on Daniel, you know, it's funny, though, because in these situations where you have nothing else but men and women living together, it's just so natural for an environment of you know, the coming together of people.
Yeah.
That's just nature.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing else to do but find somebody attractive.
Yeah.
And
have some fun.
You have to have fun.
Yeah.
If she is crushing on Daniel, damn, Taylor. Now you being unaware that when someone doesn't like you. But
who knows? Maybe she can win him over.
Listen, for her sake, I'm hoping that she does. Maybe Daniel is somebody they want to keep around, and as long as he's there, then she's safe if she pulls him over to her side. I would definitely try to work an angle with somebody in that house, for sure. The girls are giving her absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Kyle is scared of Alyssa. So her only choice at this point, I mean, she could go to Turner, but I don't even think that that is an option.
Yeah, Michael's been talking to her, and he's been talking about trying to pull her in. I think that's probably the way to go for her right now, at least. Yeah. Obviously, Michael is kind of dangerous long term, but
yes.
Like, she's got to think short term right now.
She does.
You know, my concern for her is that she is a little too invested with the women who, you know, they're so fickle about, like, one day they're like, yeah, we'll keep Taylor around for a couple weeks. And then, you know, last night they're like, okay, no, she's got to go next. And it's just like, you know, whereas Michael really sees her in his end game. So
I think Michael sees her in his end game. For one, he might think that he can beat her, but she would be anybody's shield.
Yep.
He is going to be viewed as a threat very soon. And as long as she is there and they want to send her home, she would have to go first, unless it's like this situation with Pooch where, and Pooch is hilarious. That is just so sad.
Oh, boy.
But she is a shield for Michael, and that's very smart for him to keep her because she's shielding him because they want to send her. Oh, we'll send her next week. Oh, we'll send her next week. Taylor will mess around and be in the final three.
Yeah. Could happen.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I think she'd have to win comp after comp after comp, though, you know, to stay there.
Yeah, I think not only to stay there, but also just to, like, get the respect she needs in the end. I think you usually have to win some comps so that they don't see it as just like, oh, well, we could have gotten her out, but we dragged her along.
Oh, not the bitter jury.
I mean, look, Big Brother Canada 10 worked out, so.
It did.
Thunderpants!
What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. So smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah! So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good. Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, man. Anything else from Big Brother 24? Any thoughts, opinions?
I'm trying to see who I would like to see in the end. I tell you, I have not been happy about Michael and Monty. And I'm wondering if Monty is really seeing Taylor as a genuine person or if she can trust him or, you know, it's almost like in this game, things happen so quickly, but it also takes a long time to build trust. It takes no time to break it, but it takes a long time to build it. And I think for her, it's just better to not trust anybody. But to play the game with who is best to keep for your game, but trust no one. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have anyone I want to see in it. I don't have a favorite player. I'm just Team Taylor. And it's not, you know, I've seen some things. They're like, oh, you just like her because she's black or because of her skin tone. And I'm like, hey, that's very remedial, first of all. And it's very shallow to think. And maybe that's whoever's projecting that onto me. That's their interpretation or their feelings about it. I do empathize with her and I do go for the underdog. Mm-hmm. And so just, yeah, y'all made me love her because she was attacked and I don't believe that she did anything to warrant it. And so I'm like a mama bear. Like, no, I want to protect her. Mm-hmm. I don't, she can be the worst person in the world, but because all of y'all attacked her and nobody had her back, I feel like I'm going to have her back. And so I do want to see her slap everybody in the face and make it further ahead because they just counted her out so early. Also, bringing game into it, the girl is a competitor. She's going out there giving it her all. I definitely can see her beating girls in these competitions and guys, too. I can see her being strategic, which she already is. They put her on the block the first week. She got saved by this twist or whatever. Put her on the block the second week. And she still managed, up until today, we have no idea. It's looking like it's Pooch. It could be Taylor. But the fact that it's not a signed, sealed, delivered deal, that it's Taylor that's going home, she is working her magic. And I respect that. I couldn't turn the house around when they wanted me out, but it was also hard for me to campaign against Chata.
Yeah.
But I was like, they don't like me. I'm on the challenge. I couldn't change their minds to like me. So I give it to her that she's playing a game and she's getting them to look the other direction. But what about looking this way? And they're looking that way. So I like the gameplay. Her, Michael, even Indy. Indy is letting people have it. I just love that she speaks her mind.
Yeah, Indy really like just and this is hurting her in some ways, but you know, she really just plays her own game, which I appreciate. And I think that like I do think there's value in doing that. As long as the problem is like these big casts and these long seasons, like the early portion of the game is where that can hurt you a bit. But I think that like if Indy makes it far enough, maybe wins a comp or two here or there, and then starts just like people are like, okay, you won HOH, great, now let's do what we were gonna do, right? And she's like, no, actually I've changed my mind. Hold on. Like that can be very powerful.
I also from one injured ankle to another, go and send Nicole home. Do her like they did me. I mean, not Nicole.
Jasmine.
You could have sent Jasmine home. Bye.
When you injured your ankle on the challenge, did you have people make you food all the time?
I'm not that type of person. I don't want you to do anything for me. I will figure it out. I am the FIO queen. You know what FIO is? It's figure it out, honey. I will figure it out. No. That is just too dramatic for me. It is way too dramatic.
Having people make you food is too dramatic. And then, but what about, okay, that's too dramatic. Then complaining about it afterward.
There's a whole thread about it. Can you make me food? Ew, this bread is stale. This is too salty. You ate my food and I didn't get what I wanted. Who made it? Girl,
there's so much childish behavior in this house between like what they were doing to Taylor, the make me food and then I'll complain about it like you're my mother or father, the like Azza's middle school crush was very respectable, very not middle school. The Alyssa and Kyle middle school crush is very middle school.
It is really giving middle school. You know, Indy tried to tell her last night, she said, hey, you need to chill. Mm-hmm. You're drawing attention to yourself. And all Alyssa did the entire time was laugh. Like, she was not giving Indy the time of day or even considering what she was saying. But Indy was right. She's like, I'm trying to school you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you that what you're doing is you're going to mess yourself up, which is going to mess me up because I am working with you. And what are you doing with this guy?
Yeah.
And Alyssa's like, hey. I said, girl, are you listening?
It feels like a conversation that I might have had in middle school or high school with a friend. Like, dude, you gotta chill a bit. Like, you're a little.
Yeah, she's not. She's not. She'll look back and be like, I just couldn't help it. He was so cute.
Oh, man, I don't know what happened. They were trying to tell you what was happening and when it was happening.
Andy definitely is trying to help her when no one else is.
For the record, this is, we're recording this. I think the eviction is probably happening as we speak. Obviously not airing, but this will probably come out tomorrow, which will be Friday.
Okay.
At some point, you know, if I can get it edited.
Yes, but Taryn, you are a wonderful guy. You really took time for me today, and I just appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for letting me know you're in town. I mean, you know, when you told me you were around, and you were like, "Hey, we should get together."
Yeah.
I was like, "Wow." Great timing because there's no episode on Thursday.
Yeah.
Now they are putting the feeds back up, so you know, I thought maybe it would be even more convenient, but I'm glad we have feeds because I think we would be missing a lot if we didn't. This has been fun.
It has. It's always great. I am a fan of yours. You know, I am covering live feeds, but it's like the Tiffany edition. Taryn edition is like another scale. He's like master level feed coverage. And I am like, I'm watching feeds and I'm like, I'm trying to tell y'all what's going on, but I am in no comparison on your level. I think people listen to me because they just like me and I appreciate it. But my hat is off to you in being able to watch, digest, cover, reiterate, and make a lot of sense of it. It is not an easy thing to do.
Not a lot of people try, so I think it's nice to hear.
I have to give accolades. I have to give credit where credit is due. My hat is off to you. Not a lot of people can do that. That's actually how I made one of my friends, like online, Selena. She had a stand page, and I was listening to her, watching her tweets, and she's like narrating my thoughts, and I'm going, who is this person? Is this who is this? Is this my alter ego or something? But I respect that when you can not even know a person, but you can connect with them on the level where you understand them, and you just really do have a knack of watching and being able to give back to the audience what is actually happening. It's not an easy job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for talking with me. Thank everyone for watching and or listening. Where can people find you if they want to follow what you're doing?
You can always find me. First of all, I've got my own show on the Winner's Circle. Monday and Wednesday we air YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. But you can follow me on Twitter at AbsolutelyTiff. And you can follow me on Instagram at AbsolutelyGorgeous100.
All right. And you can, of course, find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarynArmstrong. And I don't know what camera. I've got three cameras going right now. I don't know if I'm going to use all of them. Nice. But
it's production.
Yeah, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Check out the Big Brother 24 coverage we've got going on. I've been watching the episodes live on Twitch. We run little like predictions where you can bet points, like what's going to happen. Like, are they going to show the Kyle Alyssa showmance in this segment? Yes, no, and people have been gambling their points away. It's been fun. But
editing is something, isn't it?
All right, that's what we've got. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us here, and see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.